Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to learn how to say good mood in Chinese. We have Rachel Kelly, the author of The Happy Kitchen. Hi, Rachel. 你好。
Hi, good to chat.
You have a lovely book called The Happy Kitchen. It's good mood food. Can you tell us why you came out with this idea?
Because I believe very much that we need a holistic approach to good mental health, and we need to pull in lifestyle interventions. And my own experience is it makes a huge difference.
Great. Yeah. And this approach is actually very similar to the Chinese traditional approach that when we eat the right food, we stay healthy both mentally and physically.
Yes. I think, you know, there's a phrase in there we use, you know, let food be thy medicine. But I also think you make a very interesting point there, which is that I think that in the past, we used to think of mental health as separate, just about the brain. And so something had gone wrong with your brain. There was a lot of talk about the chemical imbalance theory. And I think now that scientists are looking at this more closely, and they think now that actually it's much more about a whole system. So our brain links to our stomach through the vagus nerve, and our brain sends messages to our stomach, and our stomach sends messages to our brain.
Yep.
There's much more a feeling that mental and physical health are indissoluble.
Okay, that's really cool. All right. The way we say good mood in Chinese, we say 心情好。
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 心情好。You can hear there are three different sounds representing three characters. If we divide them and decipher them, that would be much easier. 心 is your heart. 心。
心。
Xin, and it's the first tone. You can make your teeth upper and lower together and make it flat. Xin.
Xin.
Xin is your heart. And you can imagine that in ancient Chinese people, they believe that the heart represent is the organ to detect your mood. So Xin is your heart.
That makes total sense. Xin is your heart.
Xin. Yeah. And then the second character is the feeling. It means feeling. 情.
情.
情. Yes. And 情 is a combination between heart and blue color.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it's different from Western understanding. Oh, blue, that Monday blue, that means you are very moody.
Yeah.
In fact, this is just representing the indication of the sound. And if, as you can imagine, Chinese characters, a lot of them are phonetic. So
okay.
They combine this sound, 情, together with the heart, then they make it represent feeling. So 心情 is your mood, your heart's feeling at that time. So it's neutral. It's not really good or bad. It's just how you feel, your mood.
Oh, that's very interesting, because there's quite a lot of work around accepting your mood. So it turns out that it's good for your mental health, even if maybe you're sad or you're angry.
Mm-hmm.
When you fight your mood, that's what the problem is. It's better to accept it. So it's interesting that that's the definition in Chinese.
Yeah, it is. It is what it is. That's the mood.
Yeah.
And then to describe good mood, all we do is to put character good at the end. So good is 好.
好.
好. And you've probably heard people say 你好. 你 is you.
Oh, 你好.
Yeah, you good. So when we say hi in Chinese, in English, we just say, hey, hello. And it's basically a simple greeting. But in Chinese, you can now see that Chinese people, they really care whether or not you are well.
Okay. Isn't that nice? 你好.
你好.
I'm going to start saying that anyway.
Yeah. Now you know it's no longer a simple hello. That means you
yes.
Well. I wish you well.
Yes, that's lovely. 你好. Okay.
你好. Right. We talk about food would affect people's mood. So in your research, can you give us a little summary? What type of food will provide us 心情好?
Yes. So I think the most compelling research, and we did look at a lot of studies, but there is study after study after study around the world, and it's even been put into effect in some policy decisions now, is the work around omega-3s, so the healthy fats.
Mm-hmm.
So our brain is made of 60% fat, and we want this particular type. There's different kinds of omegas. There's omega-3s, omega-6s, and omega-9s.
Yeah.
Most people don't have enough of the omega-3s. They have too much of the omega-6s. So the sort of things you want to be eating are oily fish, tuna, anchovies, salmon.
Yep.
In addition, flaxseed, hemp seed.
Yep.
Some of the green leafy vegetables. That's a very good way to boost your omega-3s. And there's very nice research about how that is mood boosting as well. And one of the reasons they think it's mood boosting is that they're anti-inflammatory.
Yep.
Remember we were talking about the indissolubility between mind and body, and one new explanation of mental illness, which is very current and has been looked at around the world, is that there may be a chronic, i.e. ongoing low level of inflammation through the whole system, the brain and the digestive system. So that's another reason that people feel that the omega-3s are very, very compelling, and there's very good work around supplementing with omega-3s. And so much so that in several countries now, they're using omega-3s to help with prisoners' behavior.
Wow.
In terms of less violent, better mood, less self-harm, better outcomes, less reoffending, using supplementation of omega-3s in prisons.
Mm-hmm.
We have very good evidence. So I think if you remembered one thing on good mood food, it would be the omega-3s.
Wow, that's amazing. So the trick is to have a small oily fish and high quality omega-3 rich food because it's anti-inflammatory.
Yeah.
And can we say that because omega-6 is opposite, so if we have too much of it, like we've had too much processed food with saturated fat, then people will behave opposite way, more violent, bad mood.
Yes. Yes, but in terms of what we should avoid, carbonated drinks,
mm-hmm.
refined sugar.
Yep.
Aspartame and additives and processed food and particularly processed meat.
Yep.
And what's interesting is I run workshops for my mental health charities. I work at my local hospital, and we see that if you start with the omega-3 supplementation or more oily fish and you start to avoid these other things, people's mood is improving in 2 or 3 days. Remarkable.
Wow, this is amazing.
Yeah.
That's have one bonus. We know how to say good mood.
Yes.
And you have bad mood. We say 心情不好.
心情不好.
And we know 心情 is your heart's feeling, that's your mood. And 好 is good. To say not good, all we need to do is to add not in front of good. So
okay.
The way to say not in Chinese is 不.
不. Okay.
不. Like 不. So 不好 means not good. So 心情不好, I'm in bad mood.
Okay, interesting. We're careful in the book. We try not to talk too much about bad, because it turns out that the psychology of eating is if we demonize things and we say they're bad, we tend to be drawn to them. So
yep.
Try and celebrate and say things that are good, and then we acknowledge some things are less healthy.
Yep.
But we're a little bit careful, because with the people I work with, is they're a little bit fragile, and you have to be very careful about not, you know, guilt tripping them. So we're careful with the word bad, but nonetheless, it's useful to know.
Yeah, that's right. We just stay positive,
yeah.
And always encourage,
yeah.
In,
yeah,
a positive,
that's right.
Way.
That's
okay.
Right. Exactly spot on.
Yeah, so let's say 心情好.
心情好.
心情好. And thank you, Rachel, for your amazing research. And by eating correctly, we can all have very good mood. 心情好. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please don't forget to review us, rate us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见. 再见, Rachel.
Thank you. Bye.